This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 25th of November, 2024, and you're on with Aaron Green, and we are celebrating the Nassau Guardians 180th anniversary. We are in the parking lot. It is filling up with hosts and visitors, and we telling you right now, come on down. There's lots of giveaways, there's trivia and prizes, and I'm going to start my show right now with the first giveaway. This giveaway is for the first person to arrive at the Guardian with the license plate 1844. The Nassau Guardian was founded on November 23rd, 1844, 1844. So we have a prize, a wonderful bundle of prizes for the first person to arrive at the Guardian with a license plate that reads 1844. Hurry up and get on down. We have lots of other prizes and giveaways today. On the Clock is giving away a couple of bundles as well. We get a package including CA's famous pepper sauce. We've got rum fingers. We've got tea bags, high-end flower teas. If you want to show your children something special for Christmas, come and get some Chicchani tea or come and try and win it on the Clock with Aaron Green. And I love that giveaway because we have this headline in today's paper: the population is very sick. Public Hospital Authority Managing Director Aubinette Roll said the Bahamas' high prevalence of comorbidities continues to put a significant strain on the public health system. But today, again, is a very big day. The Nassau Guardian is celebrating its 180th anniversary. Today marks the beginning of the global 16 days campaign, Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, that runs from the 25th of November to the 10th of December. Today is also International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. And tomorrow is also a very, very special day in Bahamian history. So I'm going to start the show with my first trivia question of the day. And we are giving away a seasonal sunshine gift pack. It includes a pack of tamarind salt, a bag of tea bags, two rum fingers, and a bag of loaded tamarind balls. Tamarind balls soaked in rum. That's the first prize of the day. And here is the first question of the day. When did Bahamian women first vote? On what day and in what year did Bahamian women first vote. You can text in or call in the answer. When did Bahamian women first vote? That's the first trivia question of the day. And again, we have a giveaway bundle as well. The first person to arrive at the Guardian on number 4 Carter Street with the license plate with the numbers 1844 in that order. In that order. So I was fortunate enough to have a very special individual come to the Guardian this morning, and I'm hoping to bring him into our conversation, Mr. Arnold Rapp Wilson, local archivist. And you know, he collects and preserves the history that's most important to us. He's going to be joining us in a minute. But today marks the beginning of the Global 16 Days campaign, where individuals and advocates across the world advocate to end gender-based violence, violence against men and women. Equality Bahamas, local advocacy group, is hosting a series of activities for the Global 16 Days campaign, beginning today with an event called Resilience and Other Myths with Soraya Chemily. That's Monday, November 25th, 2024. It begins tonight at 6 p.m. It is on Zoom, and so you can go to the Equality Bahamas Facebook page to find the link to register for the event. Tomorrow evening, I will be joining a panel to discuss this topic, Through Rage to Activism. Through Rage to Activism, with Patrice Daniel and Jessica Russell. That's tomorrow night, again on Zoom, starting at 6 p.m. You can go to the Equality Bahamas website to access the Zoom link. And throughout the week, I'll be telling you all of the activities that are taking place, but I want you all to mark your calendars, because we're going to have a special appearance by the artist Stacey Ann Chin, the Jamaican artist Stacey Ann Chin. It is a workshop, Writing Our Rage, a workshop with Stacey Ann Chin. That's going to be Monday, December 9th at 6 p.m. at Poinciana Paper Press. All right, so we got some calls coming in. Producer, let's go to the phone line. All right, caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hello. Give me one second. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I called to answer the question.
Absolutely. The question is, when did Bahamian women first vote?
November the 26th, 1962.
Absolutely. You are correct. We achieved universal suffrage. That meant everybody could vote. We added the last group to be added, women. And so on November 26th, 1962, Bahamian women voted for the first time. Don't mind that they voted for the UBB. I mean, we can get through that. But is it interesting that Bahamian women were savvy enough at that time to explore all the issues? And I imagine that the question of independence and majority rule were equal to the question of economic independence, right?
Correct.
And so I want to say to everybody, today also marks the beginning of National Women's Week. And they're going to play the documentary by Marion Bethel, Womanish Ways, Freedom, Human Rights, and Democracy. So, and have you seen it, caller?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, everybody stay tuned to ZNS, because that's where it airs most times. It's a wonderful documentary.
It was about Doris Johnson, right? That was it. That's Doris Johnson, Miss Lockhart. They were in this. I think I seen it a few years back. I can't remember.
Absolutely. the suffrage movement included Mary Ingram, mm-hmm. Mabel Walker, Georgiana Simonette, Eugenia Lockhart, and Doris Johnson, among many other women. And last year at the Golden Jubilee, there was a space carved out to honor people who would not necessarily have been recognized in the traditional ceremonies. And that included a number of women who were integral in the women's suffrage movement. And so if you can go back, if you can call the Independent Secretariat and they can give you access to the links to the flyers and the documentation that highlighted all of these individuals and why they were honored. So caller, hold the line. The producer is going to take your information. If you lose the producer, call Guardian 302-2300 and tell them you are the winner.
All right, thank you.
You want to give me a name? We need a name, a clue. What's your name?
Chanel Comer.
Pardon?
Chanel Comer.
Chanel Comer.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Chanel Comer. You have won the first prize. Loaded tamarind balls, rum fingers, Chicchani tea bags. And if you get here in time, you could get a glass of passion fruit lemonade.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I got a couple of... won a prize, and when they get a prize, they catch them. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not a licensed police officer. However, though, thank you for raising that text. As we enter the Christmas season, I think it's important for us to remember to be sharing the roads with people. Yesterday, jollification was a bit trepidatious. They had an unfortunate incident where the pairs, allegedly a security officer, was hit by a car, right? It wasn't a serious accident, but as I traversed the area, I was most disappointed that patrons of the event decided that they would park on the sidewalk, making the sidewalks inaccessible to the patrons of the event, which then frustrated drivers that had to negotiate and navigate the road with pedestrians in it. I was very disappointed that people thought that they were going to ignore the pedestrian crossings, even though patrons of the event were being patient and disciplined in using the pedestrian crossings to cross the road. It's very, very unfortunate. On Friday, on my way home, I almost got sideswiped twice by emergency vehicles. And I'm not mad at the emergency vehicles. I did what I was supposed to do, and they were doing what they were supposed to do. But unfortunately, it appears that many drivers don't understand what's expected of them on dual carriageways. For instance, even though there are two lanes heading in the same direction, when an emergency vehicle is approaching you, you are still required to pull off of the road and clear the way for the emergency vehicle. So when I cleared the road and pulled on the side for the emergency vehicle, the drivers in the opposite lane kept driving, meaning that the ambulance and then the police vehicle had to navigate one single lane with my vehicle stopped on the side. And you know what the problem is? Not that people drive recklessly, but when an accident occurs, they act like they have no idea what's happening. They act like they didn't make a deliberate decision to ignore what it is they're supposed to do. In this time of economic crisis, it may not be a crisis at the national level, but definitely at the individual level, people are in crisis. It is a detrimental thing to lose your car because of an accident, let alone your quality of life because of a reckless driver. We got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? All right, I think we've missed the caller. I want to give you guys the second question of the day, and then I'm going to ask Mr. Rap Arnold Wilson to join me. Again, he is a local archivist. He focuses on capturing what he feels are the most important stories about us in the media. Have a seat, Mr. Wilson, producer. The second mic is up. There you go. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Right to the mic.
Good morning, listeners.
Even closer.
Just about. Good morning, listeners. I'm Arnold Wilson. I am a newspaper clipping collector, but I've been doing for the past 50-odd years. And I find it very fitting to come and show Aaron the supplement, this Guardian supplement that I have from 1970, which they focus on all the employees throughout the Guardian during that time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So we're going to take a look at that. And if you've already picked up your Nassau Guardian today and you've gone to, I think, the business section for, there's a supplement, and in there is the blast from the past. And it features pages from November 23rd, 1944, the issue released on the 100th anniversary of the Nassau Guardian. It is definitely worth grabbing. And you should come down to the Guardian today, right now, to get a copy to ensure that you can keep it in your archives so you can show it to your grandchildren and your great-great-great-grandchildren can receive a gift from you from the past. Mr. Wilson?
I'm going to show this to you. I'm sorry your listeners cannot actually see it, but...
But the idea is if you get down to the Guardian right now while Mr. Wilson is here, you will have an opportunity to look into his Nassau Guardian archives. And so we're looking at the front page of the supplement. It says, congratulations on the Guardian's year of progress. We are privileged to grow with the Guardian in providing life. Oh, it's an advertisement. December 29th, 1970. Wow, it's an advertisement from Crown Life Insurance Company, and they're privileged to grow with the Nassau Guardian, and they were the insurers or providers of medical plans for the employees of the Nassau Guardian. Wow, what a time. The lithographic department transforms paste-ups into plates. Composing department where work never stops. Wow. Now, Mr. Wilson, you ever got gas from Pete's service station?
I would think so, because at that time
it wasn't many.
Very few stations to choose from.
That was in a world where you had your own choice. You had to get gas when you needed it.
Exactly.
Wow. Pete's service station. How many pumps they had at Pete's?
Which, mind you now, is that's where Shell is right now at the roundabout of the Guardian.
Wow, so this is just opposite the plaza with the food store on Carter Street.
Correct.
Wow, this is amazing. All right, let's turn the page. John S. George, Oriental Laundry. Okay, the department responsible for getting the paper to you, the circulation department. Commercial printing department expands. Wow. Again, if you worked at the Guardian, or if you have family members that worked at the Guardian, come down today, right now, and take a look at the supplement from 1970 featuring staff at the Guardian and all the work that they did.
You may see yourself
in the paper.
There was a photographer, it's pretty popular, that Kenny Love.
Yes.
Yeah, he was one of those who actually used to work in the Guardian. His photo is on this page also.
Okay, absolutely. And I see an ad here for a company called Kruger Pulp and Paper Limited. And I wonder if this is the same Kruger company that exists today. We talk about longevity. This is fabulous. All right. The Guardian story goes back to 1844. Another headline, Our Three Photographers. Pictures play an important role. So we have Mr. Mitchell, Garth Mitchell, Bruce DeLancey, and Robert N. Thompson. Wow.
I think DeLancey is still around now. I met him some years ago when he was in the casino as, I think, a croupier at the time.
So okay.
He's still around.
Absolutely. Out Island Airways.
It was really converted into Bahamas Airways. There's a whole lot of pilots and stuff came from there.
Right. But just before we turn over, look at this ad for Lister Blackstone Caribbean. They sold generators. Oh, no, they sell, install, and maintain generators. 1970 advertisement. Some names very familiar, some names not familiar. Carl G. Trico Contractors, Taylor Industries. Wow. And Taylor Industries in this ad, in the supplement, they're proud to have been chosen as the electrical contractors for the Nassau Guardian. This is a beautiful look back at history, Mr. Wilson. And to the listening audience, again, if you have a license plate with the numbers 1-844, there is a giveaway prize waiting for you at the Nassau Guardian. The first person. The prize is for the first person to arrive at the Guardian with their plate, hopefully attached to the car, with your plate to win your prize. And I'm going to give you the second trivia question right now. The second trivia question right now. How large was the first issue of the Nassau Guardian on November 23rd, 1844? How large was the first issue of the Nassau Guardian that it was issued on November 23rd, 1844? Again, for this prize, you're going to get a pepper sauce from the famous C.A. Newry with his 100-year-old family recipe. It is a beautiful sauce. Again, the question, the second question of the day, how large was the first issue of the first Nassau Guardian paper? Now, Mr. Wilson, I've got some on this day in history tidbits for us, and I'm hoping maybe you have some as well. It was a lot more difficult. It was a lot more difficult to find local on this day in history bits, but here we are. Here's the first one. Mr. Wilson, did you know that the Cayman Islands have a national festival and it's a pirate festival?
No, I've never heard of that one, but I've heard about Hell Rock, which is in the Cayman, which is quite popular. It's like a black hole, actually. That's what it looks like. And that's why they call it Hell Rock.
Well, I mean, it's like a sinkhole or like
It's not a sinkhole. It's just an open space with a lot of greenery around it. And it looks like on a beach, like the honeycomb rocks.
Right.
It's actually black.
So the rocks are black?
Yeah.
But do you ever see any water when you look down?
No.
And it's right on the beach?
No, it's not on the beach. I'm just using this as an example.
Yeah.
It's those rocks that you would
find on the beach.
Real sharp points to it.
And it's inland.
It's inland.
You went in it?
Yeah, but you were not allowed to because they tried to preserve that area by not allowing people to walk. But you can see it. It's only like 3 feet away from where you have to stand.
Okay.
It's real popular. That's why they call it. Aaron is so amazing. It's like having a green lawn and just this big black circle in the middle of your lawn.
Wow. I have to talk to the...
all the Google fans. That's
in the ecologists and stuff, right? Because... Normally here, when you see that is a sinkhole, right? It's like an ocean hole on land, But we see water because we're so close to the water table. It would be fascinating to learn why there's no water in it.
It is something to see. I mean, it is just amazing. Like I said, it's just a lot of greenery around it, and it just looked like some spaceship probably just fell there and burned out that spot.
Wow, or a meteorite, right?
Yeah,
well, the significance is it is that the festival is held every year. The festival is held every year around this time, and this year the festival is November 1st through 24th. We have to go to a break, and when we get back from the break, I have some answers by text. It took a little while, but I got a complete answer. And I think we're going to give this prize to the texter on the other side of the break. Stay tuned to On the Clock with Erin Green, and you could win another prize if you could answer one of these trivia questions. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Hey man, long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shocked you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I been up at Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I said, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something. Them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in. 8x48, 12x24, 24x24. And what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between. You can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. We're celebrating the 180th anniversary of the Nassau Guardian. And I have to remind you that we're still waiting for the first person with the plate number 1844 to get to the Guardian with their plate to collect a prize. Again, the Guardian was founded on November 23rd, 1844. We're celebrating 180 years today. Come down to the Guardian for giveaways, for prizes, and to get a copy of today's Nassau Guardian paper and the supplement. The Blast from the Past contains a copy of the front page and inner pages of the issue on the 100th anniversary of the newspaper. Now, right now, I'm with Arnold Rapp Wilson, local archivist, and we're looking at another supplement celebrating the 150th year of the Nassau Guardian. It's a wonderful piece. I wish I had saved it. It's beautiful artwork on the front of the paper. And he's drawing my attention to the home of the Nassau Guardian from 1846 to 1912. This supplement includes that a photo, the country's oldest and only morning daily newspaper, marks the beginning of 150 years of publication today. The Nassau Guardian was first published on November 23rd, 1844, and since that time it has moved from the antique days of hard metal type to a modern computerized establishment. Originally, the Nassau Guardian was a small two-column, eight-page newspaper published only on weekends. When telegraphic communication with the outside world was established in 1892, a small daily edition was issued. I see we've got two callers on the line, but callers, I want you to know. Okay, I have a text winner. Let's see if we're going to get a winner on the phone. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Producer, let's go to the second caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Oh, I can't hear. I'm so sorry, callers. Call back, call back. I've got a text here. Morning, Aaron. Was the Negro population allowed to read, seeing that it was right after slavery, and did they cover stories of Bahamas? Okay, so the Emancipation Proclamation was 1834, 10 years. Just because enslaved people, see, remember, if we only see them as slaves, then maybe we would think that they could not read, even though they weren't allowed to read. But when you realize they were enslaved people, then you shift your perspective and you say, hey, it's possible that a lot of people took the risk of learning to read, even though it was prohibited or outlawed in the colonies. But I also think it's a bit more complex and nuanced than that, because people on the islands don't follow rules. And we have lots of documentation, like of letters from the colonial office and from Britain, telling the people down here to follow the rules. So it could be that some plantation owners enabled or facilitated some of their enslaved Africans to learn to read. Mr. Wilson, in today's supplement, well, into the 150th supplement, you wanted to identify some of the former staff members of the paper? Do you want me to read from this section here?
He's pretty popular now.
Right. Yeah. So Mr. Wilson was pointing out earlier, he said that Kenneth Love was one of the individuals, photographer that he knew, worked at the Nassau Guardian. And in this 1970 supplement, not the 150th supplement, there's a picture of staff. It says, composing room day staff, preparing headlines, setting advertisement matters, and transforming the news copy into columns. From left to right are Kenneth Love, compositor. Mrs. Sybil Smith, IBM typist. Richard Ambrister, headliner, operator. Mrs. Shirley Walker, IBM typist. Felix Roll, proofreader. Constance Hyler, IBM typist. Alonzo Johnson, press room supervisor. And John Dorset, daytime foreman. These would be individuals who were working at the Nassau Guardian in 1970. You know, this is a tremendous job that you do. In a similar way, the Nassau Guardian archives all of its papers, but the newspaper in it of itself is an archive, right? And it archives history. Now, Mr. Wilson, I'm going to ask you if you know these. I've collected a number of bits of history from this day, November 23rd, throughout history. So in 2019, on November 23rd, the last Sumatran rhinoceros in Malaysia died.
Sorry, that's called for a beep. I don't know.
Right, like, it's tragic, and it's a call for us in the Bahamas to understand the importance of preserving that which we met here. Right, there's nothing that we met here that should die out before we leave. Our job is to be a steward of the earth. Another, it's tragic, but important, particularly for people who live in hurricane zones. On November 23rd in 1978, a cyclone, that's like a hurricane, killed 1,000 people in eastern Sri Lanka. And so we know the 23rd is an important anniversary in Sri Lanka, and we stand with them. Do you know the, Mr. Wilson, do you know the reggae artist Marcia Griffiths?
I've heard.
You know the song, No, No, No?
Yes, it was quite popular here locally.
Yes, she was born November 23rd, 1949, and in 1859, on November 23rd, Billy the Kid, outlaw, gunslinger in the American West, a notorious gunfighter, was born. November 23rd, 1859. He unfortunately, in some people's eyes, fortunately, only lived to the age of 21. Now, Mr. Wilson, what you was doing on November 23rd in 1982, are there any...
No, he was making plans. Yeah. Now, you put it that he is for me.
Yeah, no, he was making plans.
Yeah.
Not you.
Exactly.
In terms of history, do you archive, when you organize your archival records, do you have any on this day categories?
No, I don't really have it in that form, but... You know, if you give me a day before, I can find something for you. But the memory is not that sharp and all of this.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to make that a regular segment, Mr. Wilson, if you are available on special days. Like tomorrow, November 26th, is the anniversary of women's suffrage. It's the first time that women voted in the Bahamas. It also marks the anniversary of universal suffrage, signifying that not only... can everyone vote in the Bahamas, but there's an equal vote, right? And so for days like that, I think it would be great to do this day in history to highlight all the important things that would have happened, the people who were born on that day, people who may have passed on that day, because we need to get into the business of preserving our history. Absolutely. It's time for another break, guys. We're going to a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to announce the winner of the second trivia, the winner of CA's pepper sauce. So stay tuned. Don't worry, I have their number in case they had to get out the car or their boss called them and asked them what they're listening to. But if you're in your car and you have the license plate, 1844, come down to the Nassau Guardian. The first person to get here wins a prize. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, man.
Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one Jogi government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shock you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green as we celebrate the 180th anniversary of the Nassau Guardian. I'm not saying I like free things. What I'm saying is I'm at the Guardian where there are some free things putting out, being displayed on the table right now. Come on down to the Nassau Guardian, grab a copy of the paper, get a donut, get some coffee, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Again, if you got the license plate, 1-844-1844, bring it to the Nassau Guardian. The first person with the plate, 1844, in that order, 1-844, will receive a prize, a bundle of prizes. Okay, 2-hour giveaway. The second question of the day was, how large was the first issue of the Nassau Guardian? The winner has the last four digits, 8076. The winner has the last digits, 8076. Here's the answer. The first edition of the Nassau Guardian was only 8 pages long, 10 inches in size, and had 2 columns. That was the size. And now it's grown to a mature grandfather of a paper with pockets and vests and wallet space and everything. It's a huge paper now. And what a tremendous growth. So the texter with the last four digits, 8076, you have won yourself a bottle of CA's pepper sauce. A bottle of CA's pepper sauce. Another text here, Ms. Green. Oh, it's the artist Dawn Penn that sings the song No, No, No. You're right. But I think I have a version of Marcia Griffith singing it, which I like just as well as the Dawn Penn version. But thank you very much, texter. Marcia Griffiths, they call her the queen of reggae, has made some of the music of our lives. Now, Mr. Wilson, I see you looking through the paper. What you looking at right now? Okay, new offset presses. So in this December 29th, 1970, copy of the Guardian that Arnold Rapp Wilson has archived. There's a picture of the brand new presses that the Guardian had just received, and the caption is, new offset presses, two new Heidelberg offset presses from Germany were recently installed in the commercial printing department. Offset pressmen, left to right, Stephen Barnett, Martin Maxsmith, and Stafford Clark are pictured preparing machines for printing. Offset pressman not pictured is James Robinson. What a wonderful segment. Because you don't see these people. You don't see the faces. In fact, that's the thing about the newspaper. You see the news, but you never see the faces that put the news in the paper. I have a text here that says the size of the first newspaper was the size of a folder sheet. That's a good guess, Texter. I like your initiative, but we already have a winner for the prize. Now, Mr. Wilson, of your journey of archiving local news, what do you think is the most exciting or the most important story that you would have saved from the Nassau Guardian?
Back to some history. In 1966, there was a Guardian supplement when the Queen Elizabeth first visited the Bahamas.
The 1966 Guardian supplement detailing the visit of the Queen to the Bahamas.
Correct.
Perhaps the most valuable and important one.
Exactly.
Okay, absolutely. Soon I hope we get to the point where we can have archive wars, right? Where the archivists compete against each other. That's the only way you're all going to let us into your archives. But we thank you for the work that you do in preserving our history. It's so important because at the time, right, it's something different. At the time, it's the news. Yes, sir? Go on.
Also, on that 1966,
yeah,
I still have my flag because during that time, there were students. We went, I think they referred to it as Empire Day, when we visited the Queen, and all the students were waving their flag. And I still have my flag from 1966.
The Bahamian flag?
Or no, it was the first flag, man.
The Union Jack.
We were under the crown.
Right, but I mean, okay, see.
The flag didn't exist now because we had our flag in 1973. But in 1966, we were still using the British flag.
The Union Jack. Absolutely. Okay, so let me ask you a question. In 1966, did Bahamians refer to the Queen as the Queen of England, or did you refer to the Queen as the Queen of the Bahamas?
Queen of England. That is the only history you really was taught. It's English. It's British history.
Did you ever hear her talk, hear her being referenced or hear people talk about her as the Queen of the Bahamas?
No. If they do it, they'll be doing it jokingly, but not. Yeah,
no, I know a number of people who refer to her as the Queen of the Bahamas, right? Or the King of the Bahamas. We are all out of time, Mr. Wilson. I want to thank you for bringing these nuggets from your archive out today as we went through the Guardian's archive. Again, it's the 180th anniversary of the Nassau Guardian being celebrated today on the 25th. Come on down. We've got donuts. We've got coffee. Tropical Gyros is setting up. Greycliff is out here. IHOP is out here. Who these by them is? That's Ricardo. Ricardo Rums out here. CBL is out here. I'm about to get me some coffee, some donuts, a wrap, and then I'm going to wrap it up before I go to Ricardo booth because I'm a Hannah Hasty Tynes. It's too early in the morning. But I have some passion fruit lemonade for anybody who wants to slide on down. And again, if your license plate has the numbers 1-844 and you are the first person to bring it to the Nassau Guardian, you'll win a prize today. So get on it. Come down, get your newspaper, and have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.